This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Figure out who to trust. I believe that we are the most credible, trustworthy people on the radio. That's my belief. Jennifer Horn, do you believe? Are you in agreement with my statement or not?
Of course.
Of course you are. Victoria Keelan, where do you stand on that issue?
A little fuzzy. I don't know if I can trust you. No, really? Of course.
Uh-huh.
We're honest with our opinions. Make that more trustworthy than that.
Yes, it is. It's just about who you are. It's about being who you are. Donald Trump says he's going to be who he is. His inauguration will have an unbelievable record-setting turnout, which includes protesters.
He might.
Might be the way that it works. But anyway, there are a number of major public events. I've gone through the inaugural stuff at all pretty much. And some of it started last night, today all day long, tomorrow all day long. The National Park Service providing crowd estimates. How do they know who's going to show up? Did you tell them you were going, Jennifer?
No, I left that part out.
All right. Victoria, you didn't tell them you were going, right?
I did not.
And Kara's right there. She could be going. Are you going, Kara, or not?
I could be, but I am not.
Uh-huh. All right, well, anyway, there are all these people say there'd be a million folks along the parade route. Yada, yada, yada. The Girl Scouts will be there. How many normally are there?
Yeah. Do we know, like, what a base number is? I mean, it's like Times Square. I mean, there's always a base number. Everyone knows for New Year's Eve, but sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less.
You know what? I don't care. Do you really care what Tuesday?
I don't know. You're talking about it, so I figured you did care.
Not always do I talk about things that I care about. I just make points to see what the reaction is. All right, here's a better question. You ready for the question? If you were able to write Donald Trump's speech for tomorrow, if you had a chair at the table, what would you like to hear from Donald Trump? What would you like to hear him tell America and the world as he takes the oath of office? He'll speak. What would you like him to say? Jennifer?
Well, two things, and they're actually the two things I think we will hear from him, and that's a message of unity, even if people don't buy into it right away. I think
Barack Obama had that in his press conference yesterday.
He needs to talk about wanting to unify people, I think. And what I've heard he's going to talk about is that things are going to be America first, and he's going to explain his policies on that, and I think that's appropriate as well.
Right. All right. So, Victoria, you have a chair at the table. You're writing the speech. You've heard from people. What do you think, Donald Trump? What would you write into the speech to give people some feeling of whatever feeling you think we ought to have after listening to the president become the president?
Well, I agree with Jen. Unity has to be first. I mean, that has to be the biggest message. I don't even really care about, in his inauguration speech, I don't care much about what his plans are. I mean, that's all going to happen anyway. So I would like to hear a message of hopefulness, a message that doesn't involve ego, a message that includes women and minorities and LGBT community. I mean, I really want unity, unity, unity. That's what I would want.
All right, Kara, what about you? You're going to be there. I keep saying Kara's in our studio in the Originating Network Radio America in Washington. So,
I'll be broadcasting live from the inauguration. I'm taking the board with me.
Good for you.
I mean, not to sound repetitive, but I just want to hear someone talking in a way that is not antagonistic. Basically, I want it to be the opposite of how the Twitter account generally is. I want him to be speaking in a way that is open and accepting to people and I don't know, unifying. I don't want to hear, there's going to be people there protesting. I don't want him to give in to any of the protesters. I don't want him to be angry. I just want him to take the higher road and sound presidential. That's what I want.
There you go. Right. Amen. I agree.
One of the things
sound presidential. Yep.
That needs to be brought to the surface. All of the folks who are assembling and dissembling the, you know, all the, there's this, what's the word, parsing of words, trying to figure out what's this and the speculation on that and who's doing what for whom. I think you can figure that Trump, when he was on the stump, promised regulatory rollback. That'll be good for me, and I hope he starts at the FCC. It'll be even better for all of us if he starts at the FCC. Something that came out of Jennifer, and I don't know, Victoria, how closely you follow this stuff, so I know Jennifer does because of conversations that we've had in the past, so I don't mean to leave you out of this conversation, and you're welcome to throw...
I probably am out of it.
Well, the idea of... I was a radio station owner for about 20 years, a couple of radio stations, one in New York State and one in Ohio, and I found the regulatory environment to be obnoxious. And when you go back, you've heard me say this, Jennifer, before, and you go back in the history of the FCC, in 1929 it was established to keep the signals from bumping into one another. That was about it. Somebody who was on 1030 on the AM dial, you made sure that what they did with their equipment was set it up so they wouldn't bump into who's at 1040 on the dial or 1020 on the dial.
Right. It was regulating.
All it was supposed to do, and it's never been given congressional approval to do more than that, but yet over the years there has been all kinds of additions, subtractions, and the current air of authority there is so disrespected by the people who own the radio stations because of their heavy-handed manner. But there was somebody who, writing on behalf of Trump, it would appear, who said basically what I've been saying all these years, the FCC has no reason for being other than to regulate where the radio stations are on the dial. That's it. Other than that, all of this thing has been a power grab. And how many other... And this is why people, I think, supported Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, and especially with Trump's message about trying to get the education department either running well or get rid of it, and the EPA get it running well and in people's interest and get rid of it. You know, I get a kick out of the people who talk out of both sides of their mouth of the EPA. On one hand, we've got to regulate the groundwater on a farm, or we've got to make sure that the environment in California is clean and fix the air and all that stuff, which is great. But then they approve a pesticide that kills bees this week. Huh? What?
Yeah, they really rolled back on that, and that really annoyed me.
Yeah, who's behind that thinking? And you know who's behind it, because the number two guy at the FDA and the USDA, both of them came out of Monsanto.
Yeah.
So
the EPA has been, to your point, I think, number one, as far as the FCC and radio regulations go, I think the Trump administration is going to be much more favorable to that crowd. I think, especially if Hillary Clinton had been elected, I mean, there was a real thought in that community that there would be some damage done to, especially the AM side of the band.
Right.
But that being said, Trump's bringing in talk radio and different types of outlets into his press pool. Now, part two of that is the regulations, and I actually had a chance to talk with one of the really top-level Republicans in Congress, and it's their impression that on day one, Trump, or day three, because it'll be Monday, but Trump's going to repeal all of those regulations, specifically with the EPA, specifically the regulations that have strapped people and businesses for the last 8 years, and that's one of the very first things, maybe the first thing, that he does when he takes office.
One of the things my pal and I spent the night with a very good friend of mine in Denver, as you know, yesterday morning I did the program from Denver, and we were talking about just this. He's a very successful business person in real estate development and in oil and gas and that sort of thing. And here's a perfect American story. I'm not going to tell you what the guy's worth, but I'm going to tell you that he went to Ohio State, graduated with an accounting degree, went to school to learn a little bit more about specific areas, including oil and gas. They went to work for Delush and Toyota, or whatever their names are. And but it was a big accounting firm, and he specialized in that area. He grew up with nothing, had nothing when he started, but used his head, figured out how to help a lot of people who were clients of this firm, and then he went out on his own, and then he started doing some of the things that he saw other people doing, and today he's very, very successful.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, and he figured it out on his own. This is the perfect American story. So those are the kinds of people, hopefully, a lot of business people are very bullish on Trump because of the regulatory rollback, Jennifer, or the idea. And then we hope that it doesn't go back. And I think there's some common sense that we'll approach here. Way that people are treated at the workplace, that needs to, those things still need to ramp up. Interesting, let me just go back to what my experience was in Denver over the 24 hours I was there. A lady, the Uber lady who picked me up at the airport and brought me up to this fella's house was a former employee of Merrill Lynch. You know, you get into the car, like last night when I came home, I fell asleep in the back seat of the car. I didn't pay attention to the
driver.
Wait. Normally, what?
Oh, someone was driving. Okay.
Yeah, I was
like you were
driving.
Sleeping,
yeah.
No, like something sleeping. Didn't work out, yes. So you're sleeping in your car. Okay.
No. So, anyway, this lady who's driving for Uber now used to work for Merrill Lynch, and she worked there for 23 years as a specialist in investing for women and trying to bring more women in. She was hired to bring women into because it's a notoriously male-dominated business, the Wall Street and investment business, although it's changing. And part of it is because of her and her efforts, because after the 23 years, she was looking at people around her, all male, getting all kinds of increases in pay and job opportunities and all of these things, and they were paying no attention to her or to the people that she had brought in. So they talked to management. Management said, basically, you don't know what you're talking about, and we don't really agree with you, and yada, yada. So she contacted a number of women that were working for Merrill Lynch around the country, and they decided to start a class action lawsuit because they found all kinds of discrepancies. And they took Merrill Lynch to court, and they won after 3 years in court. They all had a settlement, but she's blacklisted, so she can't get a job anywhere. That's why she's driving for Uber. Here's a woman who's done extraordinarily well handling people's money, investing for people, and she basically got fired after this, and she, you know, has no chance to get a job in her field because she was blacklisted.
Other that than should be illegal.
Firm.
Blacklisting
should be illegal.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what you went to court for.
Blacklisting. Yeah. I mean,
right.
After, yeah, that's insane.
It is. And yet you see these things happening all over the place. So I'm hoping, have my fingers crossed, that perhaps Trump's daughter will influence him. I don't have any idea what his hiring practices have been or how many women he's got working for him in his company, but I don't think his daughter is any slouch. I don't get that from her. I don't think she rolls over to him either. I think if there's something on her mind, she's going to tell him. I think he's going to pay attention to it. But what I am most interested, to go back to the inaugural for a second, wondering, as you look around, is Melania Trump going to be dancing with him, or is his daughter going to be dancing with him, or when he goes to the balls, he just walk in, wave his hand, say hi to a few people, and then leave?
No, I think Melania dances with them.
Yeah, she
does. Okay. I mean, I think the role, like the role of policy making, like Michelle Obama had her policy on keeping kids fit,
yeah.
And Laura Bush had her role on education. I think you'll see that come maybe more from Ivanka than Melania. Yeah. But I mean, as far as dancing at the balls, come on.
Yeah, all right.
Ralph Lauren's dressing the whole family.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's fabulous for you to know that.
Well, it's always an American designer. I mean, if it's not, then
well, it ought to be. Yeah.
Big problem.
And Tom Ford said they wouldn't do it, and Donald's like, we wouldn't ask you anyway. We don't like you. And then he got kicked out of the win. The win kicked Tom Ford out because of what he said about Trump.
Really? All right, so here's the other thing. For those of you who are denigrators of the new people in power, and they say, look at all these characters that he's got around him, blah, 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 blah. Anybody remember Billy Beer?
No.
You don't remember Billy Beer?
I don't know.
Anybody remember Billy Beer?
No.
No. All right. Check in your facts. You'll find Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy, and then the reference. Just Google Billy Beer and see what you come up with. Some of the people listening are chuckling right now with that reference because it was an example of imperfection in the presidents. 21 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Couple of days, most eyes and ears and thoughts will be at least conversationally about what's going on in Washington, the inauguration, who's participating in what. So we now have a list at 24 past the hour of the performers who are going to march in Washington and those who will perform, like Janelle Monae. You're listening to her now, and if you don't know who she is, she's quite an accomplished singer, but now has acting credits because she's one of the three stars of Hidden Figures. And I thought she did quite a good job, frankly, up against Octavia and Taraji. Who are both accomplished actresses. And Janelle, I don't think, to the best of my knowledge, ever had any acting credits before. Did she? Am I missing?
It was very, very minor.
I think she was in Moonlight, also, that came out last year. But, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's performing. Maxwell is performing. Angelique Kidjo performing at the Women's March this weekend. Let's see, who else? Mary Chapin Carpenter. I find that interesting, Jennifer. Do you?
No. Why would that be interesting?
I don't know. I just didn't think she'd fit with the rest of these people. The Indigo Girls.
Contrary to popular belief, not every country singer is a Republican. I know that's shocking. And Mary Chapin, you know, she's a folk singer. She's
Like Bonnie Raitt-ish, more than...
Yeah.
And she's
Mary Chapin also... wasn't her dad also political?
Mary Chapin?
Yeah.
Harry Chapin, very political.
Political folk singer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Yep, that's very good. Yeah. For somebody who wasn't around that doesn't remember Billy Beer, you did all right.
I'm glad I know music history, not
Harry
history.
Right, exactly. Anyway, there are 200 planned sister marches around the country this weekend. I'm not sure what they are marching for. I don't mean that disrespectfully. I just don't get... I've said that 100 times, so I don't need to say it again. Remember America Ferrara, who has been quite accomplished as a television actress, I think?
Also very politically active.
Yes, she's involved. She actually is the chairman of this group, putting together the various acts who are going to be presenting their voice over the course of the weekend. So, as an FYI for you. Also, although somewhat politically motivated, he's staying out of the fray, because I don't think he's an American citizen, which never stopped a lot of people before from expressing themselves. But it's not like Paul McCartney to get involved in politics, because that's just not his suit. I just don't. Yeah, he may say I support.
I think in later life he gets a little more
you think?
Chatty.
Anyway. Okay, so the reason he's in the music news today is that he's suing Sony Music for these songs from the Beatles. This has been a starchy, kind of almost contentious, angry thing for a long time. Michael Jackson was involved in it for any number of years. This could be one of the most important legal battles in music history. He wants to leverage the termination provisions of the Copyright Act so that they can gain control again, they, he, and Ringo, of the songs that have been a part of their, you know, their history. So, I think it's more or less referred to as public domain, isn't it? Or are they two different things? Like public domain songs at Christmas, we run across them.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of, And I think that's what this is about, frankly. Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Prince used the threat of termination to negotiate new deals and better compensation arrangements with their record labels. McCartney's complaint, we all know that he transferred the rights to songs that he and John Lennon wrote to various music publishers, most of them Sony, and then Michael Jackson bought them all. And that caused quite a riff. So it'll be interesting to see how this decision affects the future of their copyrighted music and others as well. Good for him. I'm glad he did file it to get some clarification as to the rulings. 28 past the hour here with DJ V.
Your words matter. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We tend to remember fear-inducing stimuli much longer than other things. And quite frankly, that makes biological sense. Think back to our cave days. Hey, Ugg, remember a big saber-toothed tiger lives in that cave? Yeah, I remember. And that's true for modern times, too. But it's not just fear that sticks with us. It's pain, too. Think about mean things people have said to you that have stuck with you because, well, what they said hurt. And, oh, by the way, even if you don't want them to, people remember the mean things you've said to them as well. We all tend to minimize the hurtful things that we do to others and maximize the hurtful things others do to us. And guess what? Others do the same. So what should we all do? I think we all should work harder to cause less pain, and we can start by realizing our words matter. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis, for more.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? Well, you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. And the sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-801-4950. 800-801-4950. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-801-4950.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? the intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Celebrating the day with us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, 34 past the hour. So as all things, well, let's back off of the inauguration for just a moment. Looking at what's happening around the world, a pretty horrible story. That avalanche in Italy. A lot of really bad weather.
That was set off by the earthquake, right? Wasn't there another earthquake?
The avalanche?
They're looking into it there because there was a swarm of earthquakes, so they're thinking maybe it could have been related.
And then there's this
swallowed a hotel? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, buried the hotel. Yeah, it looks like it. 30 or more people are presumed dead. Then there are 30 people who were dead because of the collapse of a hotel in Tehran. So you look around and you say, my God, what's going on? What's Mother Nature doing, or what statement is being made? Is there a problem on the planet? Another milestone for our changing planet announced yesterday. Scientists reporting that the Earth reached its highest temperature on record, Remember, the records have only been kept since 1888. But anyway, that aside, it's a good headline and probably worth some consideration, actually. The one record set before was a couple of years ago. First time in the modern era of global warming data, the temperatures have gotten to go above the previous record a couple of years in a row. So what does that mean? As usual, this guy who's writing the story, he's attaching it to Trump. And, of course, it'll all be Trump's fault, right? It's all, everything's going to be Trump's fault.
Yeah.
The plot. I guess if you want to focus blame doesn't fix anything. But I think you really got to look at the Chinese and the situation with their emissions over there.
Oh, totally.
Way they're, you know, that all of that stuff, what it does, in case you don't know, and I don't mean this to sound like a smart aleck, but I'm not certainly speaking down to anybody. I hope you don't take it that way. But
I do. Sorry.
Thank you. Excuse me. The fact that the smog and fog have become such a problem in the industrial areas of China, what that does is hold in the heat-trapping gases, whatever's coming out of the plants, like whether they're coal-fired, whether they're oil-fired, whatever it is, that emission, that smog, that fog, that smoke just lays there. And as you know, the wind blows from west to east. So what's in the atmosphere in China blows across the Pacific Ocean. Now, granted, most of it dissipates, but what doesn't hits the west coast of the United States, hits Mexico, hits Canada, Alaska. And that has, I think, serious scientific implications or effects. I'm one who doesn't really believe that it's all one thing or the other. I believe the Earth is going through what it goes through in terms of how over billions of years it has related to changes, the ice ages, and all of that stuff. But I also think that burning fossil fuel, I think you can make a very good argument. You don't have to be a genius to see how it would affect the climate, temperature, and the atmosphere. So isn't it up to us, and maybe if we're fortunate to have a really good leader in Trump and things are going to get better, things will be fixed, part of his pushing back on China, they've pretty much had their own way with things, as far as I can see, for years and years and years. They get pretty much what they want. We go buy all their junk and we borrow money from them, and and they're having a good time with us. So when we say, they say, wait a minute, and we roll over and play dead to them. I don't think Trump's going to do that, and hopefully the most positive sign of that will be him saying, look, you guys, you want to do business with us? You got to clean up your air. You got to clean up your act. We don't want to breathe the air that you're creating, and you should be thinking about that in terms of your own citizenship, but they don't care. They got too many people, they don't know what to do with them anyway, so a few million more die every year because of this. They don't care, and they really don't care. They don't. They have too many people. So, anyway, that's my read and my fingers across that it will, that situation will be addressed by the new administration, and they'll push back a little bit on some of the things that China said. None of your business. Nunya, as Jennifer likes to say.
Yeah.
Nunya. Like the business with Taiwan and Hong Kong and all that other stuff. None of your business. Well, let's stick your nose here and there and see what happens. Girl Scouts are going to participate in the parade, and some of the news media folks were trying to make a big deal out of this, Victoria, it looks like. I don't know what the history is, though, of the Girl Scouts participating, the Boy Scouts, as far as that's concerned, or other special interest groups. Don't most every inauguration, special interest groups from all areas of our life in America participate to show how broad the spectrum is of things going on in our country? Don't they all participate in the parade?
I mean, I think so. I mean, I think it goes back 100 years or something that the Girl Scouts have participated in every inauguration. It's not, you know, they have always tried to be apolitical. Yeah. I didn't see the news media, as you say, the news media. I didn't see any of them making a big deal out of this. There were a lot of Scout leaders within the Girl Scouts who were on social media and very vocal about this and were not happy about it. Mm-hmm. Because
of his statement.
Trump and the women. And yeah.
Right.
So, but I didn't see. I don't think the news media gave this coverage really at all. I didn't see this anywhere else, so I'm not sure. I can't really comment on that.
That's okay. We don't have to be sure here. We have we like to know what the facts are, but then there's all that commentary that's so important from all of you.
The facts are overrated a little bit,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Right, get in the way of a good story.
You know, if I were the Girl Scouts, I would just use this as a marketing opportunity. I'd be marching with those cookies and selling them. People get hungry out on the sidelines, don't
right.
they?
Right, that's right.
I mean, you're out there all day. Why
Girl
don't
Scout cookies here.
Cookies?
Get your cookies. I'm thinking like at the Boston Garden. Get your beer here.
And
get
if any
your
president,
cookies here.
Right, if any president would appreciate that, it's Donald Trump. I mean, that's capitalism, baby. Let's go. Right.
Well, they're also coming out with, I think, two different types of breakfast cereal.
Marshmallow. Oh, breakfast cereal?
Are they going to do s'mores? I just learned about s'mores this year.
Yeah, there's going to be two different cookies that are featuring, like, the s'mores theme. Like, one's a marshmallow, kind of like an Oreo, but with marshmallows in the center. Mm-hmm. And then the other is, like, a chocolate-covered graham cracker.
Yeah, and then, so they've got the breakfast cereal, they've got new flavors of cookies. Doug is new to the planet, apparently. He just discovered what a s'more is. So,
is that really true?
Yeah, he says so.
Tell that story, my sister.
I don't know how you've never been to the woods. Like,
you
how
don't
do you
know
never...
what a s'more is.
Okay, so here's the other thing that brought that up. Yesterday, my friend
Ralph. Do children not know what s'mores are either?
Son. Yeah, well, they weren't around at Christmas time. I was at my sister's house. And it came up again yesterday when I was at my friend Ralph's house up in the Colorado Rockies. And he's got a pit out in the back of his house up in the mountains. And he said, I said, what do you use that for? He says, well, we do s'mores. And I looked at him.
You're like, I just learned what that is.
And I just found out what a s'more. And his wife, who went to school with me at Heidelberg, was a wonderful woman, Joni. She said to me, you don't know what s'mores are?
Yeah.
Didn't you do that when you were at Heidelberg? I said, no, I never heard of them before. So I really must be off the planet when it comes to that, because everybody says I'm nuts. Never.
Sometimes I feel, and this is really serious, Dougie, sometimes I feel like you missed out on fun.
Oh, as a kid?
Just in life.
College. Yeah, in life.
I mean, I think that you focus so much on working that you missed out on s'mores.
That's probably true.
I think I probably missed out on a few more things than s'mores, but it may have been one of them. That's interesting you say.
But if s'mores are
I think
baseline,
what we need to do is now it's a new time, right? This is a new year, Dougie. Yeah. I think what we need to do is create. Maybe each of us could contribute. Maybe everybody, all of our Facebook friends could contribute an idea to Doug's fun bucket list. And then this year we'll just start knocking them off.
Let's not put it as a bucket list, please. I'm not ready to
well, you know what I mean. Yeah. Like a to-do list. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I'm for that. Thank you. All suggestions willingly accepted.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
I have been to Disneyland a number of times. I've been to Disney World in Florida probably 4, 5, 6 times. And I have been
All right, fine. We'll just get you some marshmallows. It's fine.
Did you go on any rides?
Did I go on the rides?
Yeah.
Yeah, a few of the space thing and Davy Crockett. I'm trying to remember what some of the other. The boat rides, that kind of stuff. As a matter of fact, we took Meredith and I.
Yeah, just you guys went
Brendan
just now as a family,
and
right?
Megan and Matthew to Disneyland once, about 3 years ago, I think it was. And we had a wonderful day there. It was great. And I like Disneyland a lot more than I like Disney World.
Me too.
I think
it's
more
easier
fun
to get around.
Talk about fun, yeah. I think there's more fun to be had there. How do we get off on this?
All I'm the things you haven't done as a human being.
Yeah, I'm creating a Doug fun list.
Okay.
As a normal American.
Let's have some fun listening to some commercials, shall we? 45 past the hour with DJV.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off?
That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. When it comes to your health, who wouldn't want an extra set of eyes watching over things, especially when you're very ill?
We see it as an added layer of safety, an added layer of monitoring, and intervention quickly when needed.
Dr. Sean Caples is talking about an enhanced critical care program where physicians and nurses remotely monitor ICU patients in six outlying hospitals in the Mayo Clinic Health System. Sophisticated software records trends and changes in a patient's condition and alerts on-site staff to changes.
There's a lot of published literature that shows programs like the enhanced critical care system will reduce the amount of time a patient stays in the ICU, in the hospital overall, and will even reduce the rates of mortality associated with severe illness.
Taking advantage of technology to deliver the best care possible. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Tracy McRae.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907. 800-478-7907.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi. I meant to promote this because I thought it was kind of cool. Donald Trump, not even sworn in as president, but he's already come up with his reelection slogan. You ready? Are you ready?
This is a real reach.
The slogan is, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Trump asked a reporter interviewing him the other day, seeming to have come up with an idea in the middle of the exchange, Keep America Great. That was the reporter was saying, where did that come from? And Trump exuded confidence and enjoyment. He asked, wondering whether there's a lawyer in the crowd, will you trademark and register my Keep America Great slogan? And then after that, somebody said, well, what about in the future? And he said, are you ready to keep America great? And so that's where the are you ready came from, an impromptu sort of press. But it is kind of fun. And you know as well as I do, we said that after the election. Cory Booker's running, very obvious, and so is Marco Rubio. You know, look at how much attention they got during the sessions to approve these nominees. 10 minutes for the hour here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for our daily Tech Talk time. The Kremlin in the technical news, I suppose in a manner of speaking, Victoria, if you consider Edward Snowden to be a technologist, and I actually do, I still think he's behind all this stuff. The hacking that really is being done by the Russians is under his purview, under his guidance. He may even be doing it himself.
That's my first tinfoil hat, so thank you for converting me to one of those tinfoil hat people. That's actually the first time that I really, I completely agree with you. I think he's 100% behind it.
Yeah, I do too. And so in reward for that, earlier last year, Putin approved a 3-year extension, and now they've given him another 2 years as of yesterday. So he doesn't, apparently, there were people who were surprised he didn't apply for some sort of consideration to have whatever might legally confront him coming here. The president can commute in, you know, like he could have, he could, and he hasn't done this either. I don't think he has. I don't know if he's been asked to do it. But there are a lot of people who think he ought to do what Gerry Ford did to Nixon and pardon Mrs. Clinton for anything that she may or may not have done. But apparently she hasn't thought that was important. And Edward Snowden didn't think it was important either because he didn't ask. So there was no consideration, and he's got another 2 years on his Russian citizenship, and so look out for more hacks. That's the way I see it. Huh?
Yeah, and, you know, he hasn't filed for clemency until he needs to. And then when, you know, when Russia turns on him and they're and he becomes disposable, that's going to really piss me off if that's when he comes, you know, hat in hand back to America. Mm-hmm. Oh, please let me in. I'm being persecuted, blah, blah. I don't know. I mean, I don't dislike what Edward Snowden's done. I don't love what Edward Snowden's done either. So if he comes back in a few years because he needs us and then we let him in, I hope Trump is very, very tough on that. Because I think that's a BS thing to do.
An interesting perspective on that, yeah, and worthy of consideration. More technology news in a moment here.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. Hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, so you're all going to love this one, or maybe you won't.
Try us, Dougie.
The question comes about on something that we, as the Internet expands, they're looking for more ways. We've got .com, right, and you've got .gov, and you've got .edu. So now there's going to be .sucks. Have you... I'm not, and this is, by the way, on
this
the level.
Is terrible. Like, what if we did DJVshow.sucks? I
yep.
That's nuts.
It's a
don't
top
give anyone
level,
any ideas.
And now all these internet domain names that are becoming available, people are grabbing them fast. Whatever it is, .sucks. Radio hosts are signing on, as you just suggested. I don't like the term, and I found myself using it, and then I think to myself, it's very common. It's crude. It, I think, prompts parents who are in the car with children to maybe want to hit the button. But it is interesting to note that this is a new, what do they call these? Not domain, but this is a new way of putting together more combinations. We have DougStefan.com, have EastleyFarm.com and .org. I'm certainly not going to do DougStefan.com. Sucks, but
I might, but you know.
Yeah, thank you.
That's your fan
right.
site.
Quick insight into Michelle Obama on social media, Victoria. What's going on there?
Well, everyone has been talking about what's going to happen to at POTUS, which Donald Trump has turned down. He's going to keep his own, his personal Twitter. But right. Now, yesterday, it was announced that at FLOTUS is not going to go to Melania Trump. She apparently doesn't want it either. And so now it will stay with at Michelle Obama. So people want to still follow the First Lady after she leaves the White House. And that's how they can do it. At Michelle
Obama.
Or
at Michelle Obama 44, too. Mm-hmm.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.